Hey fans, I'm Chiefs reporter BJ Kissel with your post-game report for the Chiefs' preseason loss 28-16 to the Carolina Panthers. Once again, we are joined by the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holthus, as we break down the game for you. Now, Mitch, what were your initial thoughts?
Well, first of all, I was encouraged because Carolina's defense was second in the NFL last year only to Seattle. I think they're the most underrated defense in the entire National Football League, and the Chiefs were able to move the ball in the first part of the first half. The problem was, and the theme of the night was penalties, critical penalties, hold them to two field goals. Instead of getting two touchdowns and being up 14-0, it's just 6-0. So it kept Carolina at a comfortable level. And then the other flipper was the defensive penalty, the defensive pass interference penalty, which in essence was a 36-yard penalty that gave them a short field, and then they were able to get the lead, and then the game kind of changed. But I thought there were a lot of positives, and the other positive was the defense had three straight three and outs against Cam Newton. Only San Diego and Denver had fewer three and outs than the Panthers had all of last year. It's just the penalties, and I know Andy will work on cleaning it up.
Yeah, I know one of the things that both Andy Reid and Alex Smith talked about in the post-game press conference was punching in from the red zone, which is something that needs to be addressed. But you look at the way the offense, the first-team offense, did move the ball. They had 93 yards of penalties in the first half. If you take those out, which are correctable, the offense moved the ball pretty well, but obviously they got to punch it in when they get to the red zone.
Yeah, and one thing's penalties, but to have such critical penalties at critical times. The offensive pass interference, that's a red zone penalty. That basically just shut that drive down. There was a hold earlier that took one out of there, too. This team was much better last year in the red zone. I think they were eighth in the NFL, but for this team, with the schedule that they've got to jump up, that they've got to be nails in the red zone. The other encouraging thing was the play of Travis Kelce. Yep. As we've talked before, it's to make a flash, but can you do it consistently? And to have the two plays he's had in back-to-back weeks of 69 yards and then his 43-yarder tonight, it's very impressive. And then the other stuff, I mean, he had four catches for 63 yards, but I love the consistency and love the explosiveness out of that position.
And the guy who threw that touchdown pass, Travis Kelce, rookie Aaron Murray, got his first action in the game. We saw the good first pass, 43-yard touchdown to Travis Kelce, and then we saw the bad also with the interception, something he talked about in the locker room afterwards, just saying he's got to be better, he's got to be more accurate. What do you see from Murray tonight?
Well, if you're going to live by the postulate of consistency, you've got to stay by the postulate of consistency. And I think, you know, how would you back up his 43-yard pass? And then, I mean, that pick was just – That was a deadly pick. And it's a preseason game, but that just flipped the game. The game's still even. Now all of a sudden you're down. But those plays have got to be eradicated. So to me, it would be just a matter of being consistent. So can you build off a positive play? Can you forget a negative play? The good thing I think about Aaron Murray tonight was Andy Reid got a lot of sample size with him, mm-hmm. because he was in a different situation. It's backed up, short field, different down and distances, and I think that for most of anything, Andy and Doug Peterson, the rest of the offensive staff, wanted to see just exactly that, to see how Aaron would respond, and so we saw plus and minus.
Another player we saw a big sample size of tonight was running back Cyrus Gray, who the start of the second half, they were leaning on him and the offensive line, but he drove the ball down, talked with Coach Andy Reid exclusively after the game about him, saying that he liked how hard he was running the ball, that those 4 and 5 and 6 yard gains, those were not easy 4, 5, and 6 yard gains, that he was putting moves on, and those were tough yards he was coming by to start the second half.
Okay, let's live by that same postulate. What do you do 1 week to the next? And when I watched the game tape of Cincinnati, I was more impressed of Cyrus Gray than I was actually when calling it live. Then he comes and does it again. I mean, they had some good blocking, but he makes an okay play into a very good play by the way he's running, his decision-making, his vision. Lenny talked about his vision during the broadcast, and one cut back. I mean, this looks like the Cyrus Gray of A&M at DeSoto, Texas. I'm just encouraged and fired up for that kid because he's done it every day at camp, and now he's done it 2 preseason games in a row. Well, in the kicker battle, too, we got to say that because there's another sample size. Suck up 56.8 miles from his hometown of Hickory. How's he going to do? Well, if it was a regular season, that would have tied his career long, 54 against Minnesota in 2011. But then Santos comes right back out on the 44-yarder and nails it. So, I mean, that stays too close to call and goes into another intense week in Kansas City.
Yeah, last player I'll mention, Frankie Hammond. He made some plays tonight. He picked up some yardage, showed the ability to make some big plays. He had the 51-yarder that got called back on the penalty on that slant at the end of the game, which is another big turning point in that game. But he even came out and made some plays tonight.
Yeah, that's a 61-yard penalty, in essence, because he was outstanding on that slant, and then what he did afterwards, and his ability to change speeds, and what he does on special teams as well. You know, we'll monitor the injury situation all this week. This week, obviously, the one to Jamal, where he didn't play tonight, but also Junior Hemingway gets hurt with the hip injury, Albert Wilson with his ankle. But Frankie Hammond's just, he's just shown the willingness to compete and, again, to do it on a consistent basis.
Yeah. A lot of things to look forward to next week, a lot of things that they need to clean up from the penalty side of it, but there's things to be encouraged about. For KCChiefs.com, I'm Chiefs reporter BJ Kissel, voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis.